Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. Welcome to Friday, the head of the weekend. Anyway, this show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as 1798part2.org as well as republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show that actually talks about the only solution in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. What I will probably do today is I've got two Federalist Papers I wanted to kind of review or go through. And so I think it's important that I cover those first before I get into a lot of the different news that's out there that I think that I can call them marketing as well as distractions. But the number to call in, if you are so inclined, it is 215-867-8255. I also want to let you know that Tuesday I'm going to have a follow-up with Mitchell Gerber, and we'll have a little more content regarding what the heck's going on in China over this live organ harvesting and the fact that this has been going on, like I said yesterday, the fact that this has been going on for well over two decades and that nothing is being done. It is just appalling to me that the Clinton administration actually allowed this. You got to remember that this whole thing began while the Clintons were in office. They actually started this, these prisoners of opportunity for financial gain during the Clinton administration. This whole policy basically took form during the Clinton administration. Nothing happened under Bush, and nothing has happened under Obama. As a matter of fact, we've, if you want to call it kowtowing, as I've told you, if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, go to my KSBN, which is my local broadcasting podcast, go to the bottom of that page, and you can find the testimony that was provided to Congress that actually provided the timeline of Chinese intelligence money being injected into the Clinton campaign. Now, I am asking you, if you contrast this to what the heck is going on with the Trump campaign, what's happened is all of a sudden we're getting, you know, over the minute details over campaign irregularities and so forth, or have we all of a sudden reached this moral line as? Because it can't be the case, because we've been debasing ourselves as a society. I think it is a ruse to believe that the Me Too movement has anything with trying to raise the moral bar or trying to get this country up on the high road. This is all about political opportunity and how people can seize, or carpe diem, seize the moment, seize the day. So it's interesting, like I said, that this all came to fruition. The plan was mapped out and laid out and actually executed while Clinton was kowtowing to the Chinese. Do you remember the Panama Canal? Who is controlling of the Panama Canal now? It is China. Do you remember that they almost got away with buying ports in America? Do you remember that they took a mothballed airplane, and we're talking about a military airplane manufacturing plant out of Ohio. They packed it up and sent it off to China. All of these things were happening under the Clinton administration, as well as the hard drive missing, I've said this several times before, as well as the Loral technology of targeting and being able to hit the broadside of a continent, because before that, the Chinese were completely inept without the Clintons' help. And now look at them. Whenever you think the Chinese are China is a real global threat to liberty and sovereignty, especially our sovereignty as a nation and people, you have to make sure you put into context that the Clintons are the ones that facilitated this whole setup. So, as you know, the show is also dedicated, as I try to tell people, that I'm really focused on the state legislators. I had a great meeting last night in trying to work out some strategies in getting sponsorships and support and some people getting behind this, because it does not require a lot of money. As a matter of fact, I'll put this into context. I want you to look at your local races right now. If you've got a good Democrat, or I should say Democrat, is there such a thing as a good Democrat? What a slip. Anyway, if you've got a good conservative Republican in office that has a good, strong position, then I would ask that you start considering, because I'm going to be talking to Rex Rammel in Wyoming, and I'm going to be asking you to send him a couple of dollars a week. That's all. Just send him $2 a week, because that's just a half a tank of gas. I've pointed this out before. But if you do have somebody that's struggling, that's in a close race with the Democrat, look at the layout of how the votes have always gone before. Just do a little research. And you can determine how important it is, because if you find out how many people voted, and a good example, in one particular congressional race, we had 7,000 people vote against the incumbent secular progressive in a local contest. And my point to the local people were, if you voted for him, why don't you give him $2 a week? Because if that's 7,000 times two, that's $14,000. And it's nothing to the individuals. In the big scheme of things, what is that? $8 a month? Wow. That is nothing. It is so important to get good legislators in your legislature. And so, I don't want to say that too many times. Anyway, if you understand that it really does take money, you know, it is the necessary evil, because the printing companies that provide little handout cards, door hangers, and those types of things, those cost money. And I'm going to tell you, there is a multi-billion dollar business generated around elections. If you want to get in a good business and you only want to operate, you know, once a year, just get into printing. Just get into printing and make your money during, you become a real good loyalist and trying to help out and do marginal costs and become the number one provider. You can become the Walmart of printing of political yard signs, political handout cards, brochures, what have you, because you'll make lots of money, because politicians have to spend that kind of money just to get the word out. Because what other way is there? Now, a lot of people are using social media, but let me ask you this. Do you think Facebook deserves any money for trying to do a campaign on Facebook? Because your money goes there. Now, there are applications that you can actually support, like Hootsuite and some others, that actually might be able to support that, but they actually do pay their, what do you want to call it, tribute to Zuckerberg, because they are giving money to be able to do some of the things that they do. Anyway, I do have a lot to go on, and I always go down these little rat holes, so I apologize. So let me grovel really fast. I do need help. I do need support. I'd even use contributions. If you want to go to my contribution page on Reclaiming the Republic and just throw 10 bucks or whatever you can, I'd greatly appreciate it. But I'm going, like I said, I'm hoping that I can get Rex Rammel to sign the pledge so that we can hopefully throw some money his way and get behind him. Anyway, if you've got a computer, you got a phone, you're more than capable of helping, especially if you know how to use those devices. And with that, I did scour the news. I didn't say this yesterday, but there is no sign. There is no way. As a matter of fact, I have a high likelihood of being 100% correct every day that the federal government will never give up any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. With that means that we have to do this, folks. There is nobody else that's going to do it for us. Well, actually, you can guarantee that China will, you know, strip those powers away from the federal government as they assume all those powers and more, and hopefully they won't start instituting this, you know, this institutionalized organ harvesting here in America when they take over. It's all about marketing, folks. What is it going to take? Because the horrors are that bad. Go look through history at how destructive government can be. We were blessed with a self-governing system that all we have to do is take a little effort. That's all we've got to do. And so I'm pleading and begging. If you want to help and support, but like I said, you can give me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And by all means, if you want to throw some money out to me, if not, at least throw money out to your politicians that are good conservative constitutional politicians. Like I said, if everybody was contributing $2 to their good Republican challenger that's going to unseat a Democrat, just $2 that vote for them, you will probably give them enough wind in their sails to be able to do some really good things to actually unseat those Democrats. It's all about getting the information out and so forth. You really want to help? Go do some detective work and find the dirty deeds of these Democrats that are running and expose it to the news media. And if not, expose it yourself, get it out there, because that's what they do. And as a matter of fact, don't get it out there today. Wait until October, 3 weeks before the election, because by that time they lose their momentum and they have no way of recovering. Why do I know? Because they do it to the Republicans all the time. I'm at a hard break. So I will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And a part of the dialogue, like I said, I want to get into these Federalist Papers. And actually, this kind of goes hand in hand with the way the Convention of States Project and those minions who are contributing. If you want to understand some real dedication, those people who are working in the Convention of States Project, those people are actually contributing their own hard-earned cash in supporting this. But the interesting thing is that they're using Hamilton as their poster child. They're using he's got one thing in that Hamilton and Bill Clinton and Obama are very, very similar people because they both were cheating, lying bastards. And so Hamilton never knew his father, neither did Clinton, neither did Obama. And the other thing is that at least we know for a fact that Clinton and Hamilton had some very tawdry affairs. But the real point that with Hamilton is that he lied through his teeth, just like Obama and Clinton, that they promised that they were going to do this. They had all this lip service. Well, actually, Obama was pretty much out there that he was going to do a lot of damage and was going to fundamentally ruin this nation. But there were a lot of other things when he was literally questioned on very specific things. He lied through his teeth that they didn't do this, they hadn't done that. They were probably the most corrupt presidency that we've ever seen in the history of our republic. But with Hamilton, in Federalist Paper number 85, he says a few things that to me just jump out that were blatantly lies, because there was no way that there was going to be any real propensity of this. Just like he talked about with the courts, he identified that there would be this phantom, because the Anti-Federalists were identifying that the courts would overreach their boundary, and he says the reality of that's just a phantom, that couldn't happen. He also said in the Federalist 85, because 85 talks a lot about this is the one few Federalist paper that goes into the Article 5 Convention, and he talks about this, but some of the things he asserts, I believe, are complete red herrings, that most of the Federalist papers that Hamilton spoke about were red herrings as far as he is concerned, because everything he did after he wrote these Federalist papers, once the Constitution was ratified, and as I've said, going through the New York ratification, his conversations, his testimony was hyperbole. He provided no good substantive information, really, during those ratification debates. He literally dragged on the ratification debates because he knew with Virginia ratifying, it would sink in that New York would be outside of the Union. They had no other choice. And that just proved that the power of the Union, of being combined with a part of this republic, was very, very important. And that is one of the reasons why there was lots of bad, I believe, political compromises done. But let me get into these Federalist Papers. But as I do, I want you to ask yourself, are the words that I'm reading lies? Especially when I'm talking about James Madison, there is no way this man was lying or had any facade in trying to create a facade in what he was saying. But if you listen to what we've been told about these men, about these words, and taught otherwise, who's lying to us? This revisionist history that we've been learning from our professors? Or was it the framers who lied to us? Because I truly believe in the framers, and my conviction goes on the side of the framers. Now, this is what Madison said in Federalist Paper 48. He says, "The conclusion I am warranted in drawing from these observations is that a mere demarcation on parchment of the constitutional limits of the several departments is not a sufficient guard against those encroachments which lead to tyrannical concentration of all powers of government in the same hands." Basically, he was saying that the states needed to create barriers to the federal government to ensure that they could not encroach upon their powers. It was clearly stated by Hamilton in this Federalist Paper number 85 that, and see, this is the red herring part of this. He didn't say, you got to make sure you do this. You've got to commit to doing this. What he says is he puts everybody at ease and says, "We may safely rely on the disposition of the state legislators to erect these barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. If the foregoing argument is a fallacy, certain it is that I myself am deceived by it, for it is my conception, one of those rare instances in which political truth can be brought to the test of mathematical demonstration." So he's clearly marginalizing the real threat. And there's the only reason I can think of is why he was doing this was literally because he was just trying to get people to think, oh, yeah, that's right, we're going to pass this, and our state legislators are going to take care of that. Well, the fact of the matter is, and I'm here to tell you, folks, they never did. They failed to do that job. There were reasons for it, and I think Hamilton was a pretty smart guy. He was a litigator. He was a lawyer. And there's no doubt in my mind He was understanding the odds and the propensity of actions of people, and he was banking on the fact that people would be lazy and they wouldn't do what they were supposed to do. And he was able to cash in on that, especially as he started tutoring John Marshall in what to do with the Supreme Court. So anyway, let me move on. I know that there are a lot of people who are enthralled with this train wreck, and I keep on calling what's going on in D.C. and what's going on throughout the geopolitical landscape literally a train wreck. It's like thousands of cars are all pouring into this mega train station at full speed, no brakes, and they're just crashing in, and the carnage is just that bad. And you can't turn away. You are so enthralled at what's going to happen next that you can't turn away. That is the distraction, my folks. But there are a lot of people that are really high strung over the possibility of the 2018 election and a potential impeachment of Trump. What if there is a House flip? What if the House actually goes to the hands of the Democrats? Well, will the Senate flip? They both have to flip, friends, because if they don't flip, then it becomes political hay for the 2020, because it'll just prove that the Democrats are only trying to get a pound of justice. And I'm going to tell you that that when Trump gets his change in the State Department and actually starts getting traction in going after and exposing the progressives for all of their corruption and all of the evil things that they've been doing, I believe 2020 will be another reflip of the House if it actually does flip. I'm not too concerned about this. I'm actually trying to get you educated and try to get you motivated to say we can't wait, because bottom line, Trump will only get two terms at most, period, because that's his limit. So then what are we going to do in 2024? We're just going to let everybody, the only process, if we're going to save our Constitution, the only process, if we are going to save this republic, is demand that our state legislators get succinct in fighting one thing and one thing only, and that's federal government compliance to the Constitution. They must call for compliance and demand it. They literally must demand that the federal government comply to the Constitution. And in doing that, the states will rally. As Madison said, this will be a true cry for alarm that the entire republic will come to this when everybody starts realizing just how egregious these violations are. This coming election is really more about Trump than any other issue we've ever faced. It has really nothing to do with anything other than Trump. Will Trump's economy prevail in this election, or will these little manufactured news and this out of control political prosecutor, Mueller, be able to create enough of a fervor and enough distaste for conservatives to say, you know what, that's it. I'm not gonna vote. I'm really appalled by what's really going on, because there is harmony in the progressive media. They're all trying to pound in their narrative in getting you to perceive things that Trump is bad, there's evil. Overlook everything that you're looking at and really look at the big picture of where and why we're in these positions and why the federal government is operating in so many facets of our life where they do not have any constitutional power and authority to do so. If you care, if you really want to get involved, you have to start getting this Republic Review and audit moving and helping it grow legs. If Trump is actually smart on the election front, he will actually dispatch, federal marshals. He'll dispatch sheriffs to basically post as many available resources of polling sites to discourage illegal voting for illegal aliens going and showing up and so forth. All they've got to do is just be there for security purposes to ensure Antifa or any civil unrest doesn't occur. But having the badge and uniform present will create enough anxiety, I believe, for the illegals and the refugees that have no right voting here, then they will probably, you know, keep away from the polls. At least some of them will, and it will get those numbers down to keep the voter fraud from literally stealing another election. Now, I would say that due to the players and the political investigator, like I said, they will do anything necessary to bury Trump. And you know this because they are literally going after every little shadow that moves. And I'm actually going after a hard break, so I will be right back after a word from our sponsors. But I'm going to get into this little marketing. I'm going to call this marketing for you because we have to get motivated to do something, and hopefully this will do it for you today. We'll be right back after this. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And let me just say this before I go back into ranting. I want to thank those of you who are listening. I got a really nice compliment from the Red State Talk Radio owner about the content and about what we're trying to do. And I literally, because it's becoming kind of apparent in the growth of this show, that I really appreciate the fact that you're starting to get it, and I hope that you actually share the word and help this grow, because really it is about informing people. Even though my real focus in getting people to act are the 5,445 legislators, we can't do this without you. And that's why I keep on saying that I am reclaiming the republic, but I need your help. And I want you to know that I do appreciate your tuning in and helping this show grow, because in doing so, we are moving the narrative and message forward. So as I was saying, you know, the progressives will do anything necessary. That has been the communist motto, anything necessary, by all means necessary. So what happens if the progressives do take over again? Will you then start taking an interest in the audit and taking back our Constitution? It's about time we start getting serious. And actually, you should start really considering about getting serious. And why? Well, I'm going to have an upcoming guest. His handle is Thumper, and he is the general manager for the Patriot Soapbox YouTube channel, where they run a lot of QAnon drops, going through analysis. He's got a lot of different folks that have come from the intelligence community and other things, and providing content and analysis to what's kind of going on. They truly believe that, you know, in some respects, they believe that a lot of things are really going well, but they do know that the deep state is in a fight for the life, and the deep state understands what's going on. Not only do they know what's going on, if you haven't heard, because this is the irony, this is actually a news line. Tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 election strategy. So there's a secret meeting that somebody found out about, and what ended up happening was Facebook's head of security policy, their cybersecurity policy, Nathan Gleicher, invited employees from a dozen companies, including Google, Microsoft, Snapchat, and Twitter, to gather actually at Twitter's headquarters in downtown San Francisco. And this actually came from BuzzFeed, the website BuzzFeed. And so they are looking at how they can help shape this election for the progressives. These guys are in the tank big time. They are a part of, and I told you this yesterday, they're literally a front for the CIA and the deep state. They are another political arm that we have to fight. And why is it that we're in this space, folks? This is nothing new. I think I mentioned, no, I didn't mention this to you, but I mentioned this in a post, that Hamilton was instrumental in silencing the anti-federalist arguments in some of the newspapers. As the anti-federalists were starting to cause the alarm, Hamilton got newspapers to not print, to basically censor the alter argument or the contrary position of what the Federalists were asserting. And so censorship and control of a narrative goes all the way back to the founding of this country. So this is nothing new. But the question is, why is it that the government is now so deeply involved? Because they know that they are doing all sorts of bad things and wrong things, and there is too much at stake. There's way too much at stake. Their control, the globalist control over the big enchilada, because America is literally that big enchilada. If you understand that, then I think you'll find the content and the information that I believe is coming up from this Patriot Soapbox when we have Thumper on. I was supposed to connect with him today, and I don't know if he's tuning in right now, but I apologize. I'm going to have to connect with you tonight, but we will be interviewing him, and I'll be having him up coming up this coming week, in talking about what they do and, you know, how they got started and that type of stuff. So we'll do a couple of segments, because I'm asking these guys to give me a 3 to 5 minute like little highlight clip that I can play once a week, maybe twice a week or so, so that you can kind of get samplings of this alt news that is literally out there that you're not getting. You know, when I talked to Thumper about this Chinese organ harvesting, this live organ harvesting, he goes, yeah, we've been talking about that since we started earlier this year. And a lot of people know about that. But see, you're not hearing about it. There's a lot of things you're not hearing about. And I'm telling you that this live organ harvesting should be a fulcrum for Trump in his trade discussions with China, and basically call them out and say, you know what? You guys are the most inhumane, despicable creatures on the face of the earth. Nobody should be doing business with you. And then either start going with sanctions or what have you, to literally start shutting China down and saying, if you don't start straightening up, we're going to have to take action. And that will counter America's position with China, since Nixon created gave China the most favored nation trading status. I don't know if you remember that, but anyway, I also wanted to make note, hey, has anybody noticed that the NFL is starting up again? Does anybody even really care? And at the risk of offending some fans, and you got to understand the term fan means fanatic. That means, you know, sometimes they lose, they have momentary lapse of reason in what they're doing because they're just so emotionally caught up. Well, I'm not sure about you, but the way the players are taking, and it is just a systemic problem within professional sports. These elitists truly believe in supporting social justice and socialism. Don't know how, because they are the recipients of pure capitalistic money and getting paid for doing something that supposedly nobody else can do. It's about supply and demand, and they're throwing that all away for socialism, in supporting socialism here in America. And as far as I am concerned, and I hope you feel the same way, that maybe the NFL hasn't tanked low enough in its ratings and revenues, and we will just continue working on getting everybody to say, you know what, we're done. Because bottom line, socialism is a religious ideology. It is a godless, secular concept. And it counters the concept of Christianity and Christ's doctrine of individual liberty and individual sovereignty, that you can choose for yourself what to do. That if you choose to take his name, if you choose to follow his commandments, then you may be blessed based on his doctrines. But in socialism, you will do what the state does. You are subjugated. It is the antithesis of Christianity, and it is the antithesis of the founding principles of this country. Our professional sports, your watching professional sports, is literally working to undermine our core fundamental principles. And so I'm just saying, if you're a fan, I apologize if I'm hurting your feelings, but you need to really evaluate how you're spending your money, because you are spending money that is, it's just like giving money to people who want to buy guns to kill kids in schools or kill Americans abroad, what have you, because that's what you're doing. You are supporting efforts in undermining our core principles and our country, our liberty, and our sovereignty, period. I'm done. So if you haven't heard, there is this bomb that dropped on Duncan Hunter in his race down in Southern California, down by the San Diego area. And it seems like they did this deliberately. So this is a political ploy to try to unseat a deep-seated politician. And I mean, this really is a stronghold for the Republicans down there. And what they're trying to do is they literally dragged him into court right after the primary so that there would be no way to get a Republican on the ballot. And the person that is running against him is not a nice player. Everyone must know that there is a legitimate process to replacing a congressman if they're proven guilty. So let me get into this first. If you have a congressman that falls by the wayside because of criminal charges or what have you, then the PCOs within that legislative district all band together and they vote on a potential replacement. This is a big thing, but there is a process. And who are those PCOs? These are not elitists. These are people that you elect to represent you in your political precinct. The interesting thing is this is not a PCO of Democrats and Republicans. It is the sitting party who is sitting in that seat that has control. So the smartest thing that every Republican and every conservative and even Libertarian and Constitutional Party and anybody that loathes to see a terrorist, or I should say, a relative of a terrorist that was responsible for killing the Israelis in Munich, actually not get into that seat and ensure that we maintain that seat as a Republican seat, period. Because if you did not know, this opponent, Amar Kampanijar, or if I got that right, his family was actually, his grandfather was one of those terrorists that actually did the attack in 1972 at the Olympic Games in Munich. And this guy understands the doctrine of Takiya, and so I'm going to get back onto this Takiya doctrine as soon as we get back after this hard break. So we'll be right back after this, folks. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
If you don't understand the doctrine of takya, takya is a practice in Islam, the religion of Islam, that it is not a sin for a person in Islam to lie, to deceive, or do whatever necessary to further benefit Islam. Look it up for yourself. And so any religion that supposedly has that kind of practice, it's not a holy religion. At least it is the it boggles my mind, and it goes and it flies in the face of what we're taught regarding Christianity and even the Judeo-Christian principles. And here's the interesting thing. Supposedly, before Muhammad, not even supposedly, before Muhammad, those, whatever you want to call them, Muslims, the descendants of Ishmael, literally adhered to the same doctrines of Judeo-Christian principles. They actually considered Christ a prophet. And so the interesting thing is now all of a sudden, all of this doctrine starts getting introduced that is the antithesis of what was laid out from the very beginning, from Moses to Christ. And nobody scratches their head and says, are you kidding me? We can do these types of things now? Really? Interesting. But the point is that this guy is a bad player that is running against Hunter or Duncan Hunter down in Southern California. And so if you know people in Southern California, get the word out to them. Do not allow them to vote any way differently, because as this moves through, and if, because we, everybody's innocent until proven guilty, and once he has his day in court and he is found guilty, or if he is found guilty, there is a good process in place that will ensure that he will be replaced by a good candidate, and that will come up out of that legislative district via the political PCOs, who are representatives who are elected by you, the people, in those precincts. That's how the process works, and it's a good process. We have to start relying on it. And the funny thing is,
that nobody teaches you these things because they want you to be desperate to think, oh no, well, who's going to replace this guy? We have no idea. It could be anybody. No, it won't be just anybody. It will be a good, strong conservative that will come out of this process. And I'm telling you that they will already be working, you know, and that's what you do. You kind of hedge your bets and you try to prepare for the worst to ensure that you can act very quickly and effectively in responding to these types of problems. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on McCain, but everybody knows that his situation is worsening. What I don't want to do is I do not want to see this nation caught up like we did with Teddy Roosevelt, who was literally a spy who deserved zero national attention, and the state that couldn't get rid of him should have been responsible for doing any honorable tribute for his dishonorable service as a public servant in the Senate. And I believe Arizona, they should flip the bill if they want to have some honorable burial or what have you. He should not be, other than in a military national cemetery. There you go. They have national cemeteries, and they've got him in Arizona so they can give him his military honors in honoring his military service. But we should not be overcome by the emotions of, you know, he was a senator for all these years, and look at the damage he did and the damage he did to the Republican label, period. He was a bad player as a representative of the Republican brand. We have to stop honoring our enemies just because they were politicians. And like I said, Teddy Kennedy was literally a spy. There's more than enough evidence that he was running information behind Reagan's back to Russia in trying to undermine what Reagan was doing. So what about these global alarmists? I don't know if you've heard, but the reason the Atlantic hurricane season has been a real non-issue this year is because of the Saharan dust that is blowing across the Atlantic, and it's supposedly disrupting the hurricane season. That really has to take a lot of wind, no pun intended, out of these globalist alarmists that like to go around, or I should say climate alarmists that like going around saying, we're all going to die, and these storms are going to be really bad. Anywho, I find it's kind of the irony, right? That this is happening, or it's not really happening the way they said it was. But I'm not sure if you also heard this in the news, but this, if you live in Maryland, you should be very upset with the fact that Kevin Anderson, the athletic director for the University of Maryland, used school funds that probably had federal dollars commingled with it, that he used these funds to defend two athletes in sexual misconduct case. That should never have happened. Nobody in school should be getting the school to protect them for bad behavior, cases, crimes, or what have you. And also, a study came out, not sure if you like to imbibe and if you're planning on drinking this weekend, but finally a study came out that I think actually made sense, because they're saying that no level of booze is safe, period. Alcohol is actually a poison to your body, and all of the tests that have come out that so many glasses of wine is better for you and so forth, this study finally came out and said, hey, there is no level of booze that is good and or acceptable for the body. And so, hey, you may want to think, I'm not trying to, you know, kill your buzz or get, you know, give you a hard time on, you know, going into your party for the weekend as summer is starting to draw down and you got to get your party on. But the fact is that when you want to get the outcome of a study to favor your product, you pay for those studies. And so manufacturers of the wine consortiums and so forth, beer, all of these, even moonshine, I'm sure there's some moonshine manufacturers that tried to get a study to prove that moonshine was good for you. That's what they do, because it's all about raising their bottom line and getting you to buy their product. So with that, I do have a little time left, and I finally get a chance to actually talk about some suggestions that we really need to start doing. And if you are a part of the party, if you're a PCO or within your central committee, you need to start bringing out the point that your party, the GOP, is not centered on the Constitution. It accepts way too much unconstitutional government being exercised by the federal government. I have said this a lot outside of this show. I think I've said it maybe once or twice before. That's one of the reasons why you probably want to listen to the podcast, so that you can get all of this information, because I'm all over the place on this. But the fact of the matter is, I'm very consistent on it, but I can't just repeat everything every show. One hour will not do that. I can't do it. Anyway, if you actually start looking at the platform, every local committee, every state, or I should say county and or legislative district central committee, based on how your central committees are designed, those central committees should have two platforms. One platform for the state and the local government, the county or counties. And this is why I have a problem with legislative districts, because it's thrown across multiple counties. Counties are the seat of government. Counties should have their own platform of what their focuses should be on. But in the national platform for the GOP, it should be very clear that the federal government is enumerated to do these powers. Anything that it is doing outside of these powers are unconstitutional, and we need to be working on strategies in dismantling these powers. And maybe this is the plug for myself. It's really not. This is a plug for Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, that those things need to be dismantled, and the process to do that is auditing the Constitution. Read Jefferson and Madison's Kentucky and Virginia resolutions of 1798 this weekend. You will agree that what they were doing were auditing and calling for a republic review, where the republic gets together, they review the Constitution and call out the federal government for all of their discrepancies and violations of the Constitution. It is critical that we start focusing and centering the central committees on the Constitution. And in doing so, then we can start preparing. And as a matter of fact, I was telling this gentleman last night that if you got somebody that comes in, walks in off the street that says, I want to be a Republican, and they don't have any credentials, they don't have any evidence of being a real Republican supporter, and you've already got somebody that has slated to go into that seat that you know has passed your vetting process, understands the Constitution, understands the strategy, and understands everything that they need to be doing, then what you have is literally a person that will not get the endorsement. And as a matter of fact, prior to the primary, the central committee should send out a promulgate the news that this individual who claims to be a Republican is not endorsed by this central committee. We need to start defending the brand viciously. We should never have what I call turncoats or secular progressives with Republican labels, just like we've had, as I talked earlier on in the show, regarding McCain. He has done all sorts of damage to the brand of the Republican brand, period. Well, this is G.R. Mobley. I am done for this week, done for today, and so I am reclaiming the Republic with your help, and I do need your help. Have a great weekend. God bless, and I'll see you Monday. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and
and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.